In Parshas Baloscha, the Torah speaks about the separation of the Levim from amongst the rest of the Jewish people, that the Levim are the ones who directly serve in the Mishkan, the Kohanim making the sacrifices, the Levim supporting the Avoda in the Mishkan, carrying the various utensils of the Mishkan when they traveled. And the Levim were chosen in place of the firstborn, who were originally supposed to be the servers in the Mishkan and the Kohanim, the firstborn, but they were disqualified because they sinned by the sin of the golden calf. Shevet Levi did not sin, and therefore they were chosen in their place. So the Torah, when describing the role of the Levim and the fact that they are being separated out for this special role, the Torah says the following. I have given the Levim as a present to Aaron and his children, mitoch b'nei Yisrael, from amongst b'nei Yisrael, la'avodas avodas b'nei Yisrael, to serve the service of b'nei Yisrael, the Ohel Moed, in the Mishkan, u'lechaper al b'nei Yisrael, and to atone for b'nei Yisrael, v'lo yeh b'nei Yisrael negef, and there won't be a plague amongst b'nei Yisrael, the geshes b'nei Yisrael al HaKodesh, when b'nei Yisrael approach the Kodesh, approach the Mishkan. Okay, what do you find redundant in the sentence? Which words? Anybody? B'nei Yisrael. Five times he mentions B'nai Yisrael, but he could have just used the pronoun hen, lohen. I didn't have to mention B'nai Yisrael five times over and over again. He mentioned it once, and then he could have referred back to them as them. Why is it mentioned? And we never find a pasuk like this, that B'nai Yisrael is repeated five times in the pasuk. Rashi brings down a chazal where he says he found the Bereshis Rabbah. He says the following. Hey, Pamim, Nemr B'nai Yisrael B'mikrazeh. Five times is B'nai Yisrael mentioned in this one sentence. Lahodiyah Chibosam. In order to show how precious the Jewish people are. Shinichbelu Azkroseim B'nikra Echad. Keninyan Heichum Sheitora. Because the name B'nai Yisrael is mentioned in one sentence, five times, corresponding to the five books of the Torah. That's how precious they are. They're as precious as the five books of the Torah. That's what Rashi says. Found another Medrash that says that it's not just the number, but it's just the fact that the Rabban Hashem mentioned them over and over again shows how much we are dear to the Rabban Hashem. Because when you like someone, you like to mention their name. The Medrash brings a marshal to a father who gave his dear son over to a Malamed to teach him. And he told the Malamed, and when he asked about his son, he said, is my son eating? Is my son learning? And he constantly named his son. Constantly mentioned his son. Because when you like somebody, you mention their name. When you don't like them, you refer to them as a pronoun because you don't want to mention their name. It sickens you, disgusts you. The more you like someone, the more you want to mention their name over and over. So just the fact that the Rebbeinu Shem mentioned B'nai Yisrael so many times shows us how dear we are to him. Another Medrash says that this can be compared to another marshal, another analogy. A man was making a crown. Somebody passed by and he told him, put as many diamonds and rubies and precious stones in the crown as you can, for eventually that crown will be on the king's head. And the more ornaments, the more diamonds, the more precious stones, the more of an honor to the king. So too, the Jewish people are the crown of God. Yisrael asher b'chor espo'er. God glories in us. We represent him. He glories in the Jewish people. So the more you can heap praises on the Jewish people, the more it's a praise of God. So therefore, the Rabban Hashem here says how precious we are. He tells Moshe Rabbeinu how precious, because it really is to his benefit. Because the greater we are, the more glory we bring to him. And lastly, there's another Medrash that says that the five times that it mentions B'nai Yisrael refers to the avoda, to the service that B'nai Yisrael do, and it tells me that the service to God is as precious as the five books of the Torah. Those are all the Medrashim. I'll put them all together, and I want to make this more specific. We have a general idea that B'nai Yisrael are as precious as the five books of the Torah, and so is the service that Bnei Yisrael do, as precious as the five books of the Torah. And five times it mentions Bnei Yisrael. So first of all, why in this sentence? In the middle of nowhere, God decides to wake up and let us know how precious the Jewish people are to him. Tell us in the beginning of the Torah. Tell us as the finale, in the end of the Torah. Why right in the middle of nowhere? I think the answer is obvious. Because this sentence tells us that God separated the Levium from amongst the Jewish people. And one could make the mistake to think that the Levium are special and the rest of the Jewish people aren't so special, just the opposite. They're not so good, and therefore the Levium have to be separated, because you want to separate them from something negative. So in order that no one should chas v'sholem make that mistake, the Rebbeinu Shalom points out how precious the Jewish people are, how important they are. They're mamish like the five books of Torah. Their service is also important to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Levium were not separated from amongst the Jewish people because there's something wrong with the Jewish people, but just the opposite. The Jewish people need someone to look up to. So this is an added incentive. In addition, there's another reason here. One would think that Levium are the ones who do the service to God. And the Jewish people stop. We don't serve the Rebbeinu Shalom. The Kohanim and Levium serve him. But the truth is, no, that it's a combined effort, because the regular members of Klal Yisrael support the Levium and the Kohanim by giving them Truma and Meiser and the other Matnas Kohun and Levium. And because we support them, their service is attributed to us. Just like a person who supports somebody learning Torah shares in their reward, because you made it possible for that person to learn Torah, so Yisachar and Zvulun shared in the reward. Yisachar learned Torah, Zvulun went to work and supported people who learned Torah. He shared in their reward. It was as if he was learning Torah, because Yisachar couldn't have learned Torah without Zvulun. Same thing over here. The Jewish people are the Zvuluns of the Levium and the Kohanim. And therefore, it's a joint effort. We all work together. We enable the Kohanim and Levium to do their job, and they do for us what we can't do because we're busy with the material things of the world. So I want to now tell you how the five mentions of Bnei Yisrael in this sentence correspond to the five books of the Torah in a very specific way. Not just five, and it has to be five books of the Torah, but more specific. Let's see the first mention. I gave the Levium as a present to Aaron and his children from amongst the Jewish people. That represents the first idea we just mentioned. It's not that the Levium were separated from Bnei Yisrael, apart from Bnei Yisrael, but they were separated from amongst Bnei Yisrael, meaning that the Levium are not something different than Bnei Yisrael. They get their power from Bnei Yisrael itself. They come from amongst the Jewish people. It's because the Jewish people are so special that it's possible that the Levi should be able to be Kodesh Kadoshim. The Jews are Kodesh. It's possible when you have something holy to have something that's holy of holies. But the holy of holies is based on the base of holiness. So the Jewish people are holy. It's not that the Levium are a different sug. They're a different kind. They are totally different than the Jewish people, not only in degree, but in kind. No. The Levium come from amongst the Jewish people. But in degree, they have greater holiness. But their holiness emanates from us. That refers to the greatness of the Jewish people in its potential. The Jewish people are a base, a foundation of holiness. What sefer does that correspond to? Bereishis. Bereishis tells me, Bishvil Yisrael shenikraim Bereishis, for the sake of Bnei Yisrael, who are called Bereishis, and for the sake of the Torah. That's called, the world was created for the sake of Bnei Yisrael. So Bnei Yisrael are very, very special people. And from amongst Bnei Yisrael, who are holy, there can be even holier people that emanate from amongst the Jewish people. So the first mention of Bnei Yisrael corresponds to the book of Bereishis, Mitoch Bnei Yisrael. And it also represents the first aspect of Avodas Hashem, of serving God, insofar that the Jewish people as a people represent God. Their whole existence is a service to God. We are the people that God takes glory in. So our existence as a people, as a holy people, is in itself a service to God. Just our being is a service to God, and that also represents the book of Bereishis. Okay, next. La'avod es avodas b'nei Yisrael. Now, in action, the Levium do the avodah b'nei Yisrael. They do b'nei Yisrael service. Not that they do it for them, but they do it because of them. Because B'nai Yisrael support the Levium are able to do the service of B'nai Yisrael and realize the potential that B'nai Yisrael have. But they can't do it themselves, so they support the Levium to do it, and the Levium bring out that potential. That is Sefer Shmos. What is Sefer Shmos? Sefer Shmos is the Geula, the redemption. What's redemption? When a person, when they were slaves in Egypt, they weren't God's slaves. They weren't his servants. They were busy working for someone else. The fact that we were freed gave us the opportunity to, the polo, actually serve God. Because our time now was our own, and we could choose to use our time in service of the Rebbeinu Shalom, and we weren't forced to use our time in service of power. Avodayhem, v'lo avodim l'avodim. We're servants to God and not servants to servants. That is the ultimate geula, redemption, where a person can be a total servant to God. The redemption completed with the giving of the Torah. Giving of the Torah is spiritual freedom. Now you can be an Eved Hashem. Now you can be God's servant. So, real freedom is being God's servant. We explained that once in detail. And therefore, the second mention of B'nai Yisrael corresponds to the book of Shmos. La'avodas avodas B'nai Yisrael. The Levian do the actual service. That is the service of B'nai Yisrael. It's because they are our agents. And what an agent does is like the person does it. So they are doing the service of B'nai Yisrael. And B'nai Yisrael are able to serve God through the Levian in a certain way. That represents total redemption. We're God's servants. That is the second book, Shmos. Lechapara B'nai Yisrael. Another aspect of Avoda is Kapara. It's an atonement. By serving God with certain sacrifices, you atone for past sins. Okay, that's another aspect. Which Sefer speaks most about sacrifices and atonement? Vayikra. So Sefer Vayikra is represented by this mention of B'nai Yisrael. Lechapara B'nai Yisrael. The Levium and the Kohanim bring sacrifices. Now, each one with their part in it, and that helps to atone for the Jewish people, and that's another aspect of Avoda. Avoda has in it the aspect of Kapara, of atonement. So that corresponds to the book of Vayikra. The Lord Yiyev Bivnei Yisrael Negev, by the Levium doing this service and atoning for the Jewish people, there won't be a plague amongst the Jewish people. Where does the Torah speak about plagues? That you have to do something to avoid a plague when you count the Jewish people. When you count them, kishisa shlosh b'nei Yisrael, right? They should give a half a shekel each. Why? Shelo yenegef. There shouldn't be a plague amongst the Jewish people when you count them. The idea of counting is separating people as individuals, separating them from the cloud. And we know that the greatest protection that any one individual has is by being part of the tzibur, part of the community. Because the schus tzibur, the merit of the community, is the greatest. And therefore, there's another aspect of Avoda, another aspect of service of God, when we serve God as a community. Korbanos Tzibur. There are a good portion of sacrifice, daily sacrifices are Tzibur, the communal sacrifices. And what was the communal sacrifices brought from? The half shekel. When you count the Jewish people, you should realize you're not separating them into individuals, and that's how they are. But each one gives a half shekel, representing that he's only a part. And he's important as an individual, but as he fits in to the community. So which Sefer speaks about the census that took place when they went into the desert, and the census in the end of the Sefer when they went out? That's why it's called Chumash HaPikudim, Sefer Bamidbar. Bamidbar speaks about counting the Jewish people, yet counting them and telling them where each person resides vis-a-vis the whole community. So the Lo Yebohem Negev, there won't be a plague amongst the Jewish people, refers to the fact that in service to God, there's another aspect that makes it special. The service is usually a group effort, communal effort. That's the Iker service. And even though each person has his individual part, he's only a part, not a whole. He's serving his part amongst the whole of the community and contributing his part towards the common good of everybody. And that's another aspect of Avoda. It unites the Jewish people. And by uniting them, it takes away the plague. Because when you count them, and seemingly you separate them into individuals, you always run the risk of having a plague, because any individual alone can't exist on his own merit. he needs the merit of the community for him. So the lo yebohem negev, lo yebivnei Yisrael negev. There won't be a negev in Bnei Yisrael, corresponds very nicely to Sefer Bamidbar, which is sandwiched between the two censures that were done in the Midbar. And lastly, the geshes Bnei Yisrael al HaKodesh. Another aspect of avodah is that serving God gives us the entry into holiness. By serving God, we become holy. We need to have that innate holiness, that potential holiness to begin with. But by serving God, we bring out that holiness. Kedoshim tiyu, ki kavod shemi Hashem Elokecha. I'm holy, you be holy. By serving God and getting closer and closer to Him, we become more and more holy. The geshes Yisrael HaKodesh, that's another aspect of the greatness of avodah and the greatness of the Jewish people. We can realize that holiness and approach holiness. And we approach holiness also in time and in place. There are holy days in the year that we approach. There are holy places in the world, Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, holy places and holier places, and until you get to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, until you get to the Holy of Holies, until you get the Ben Shnei HaKeruvim. Right there on the Aron between the two Keruvim, that's the holiest place. So always Bnei Yisrael are the geshes, they're always approaching holiness. Sefer Dvarim is a sefer of mitzvahs and musar that prepared us to enter Eretz Yisrael. So the geshes Yisrael Bnei Yisrael HaKodesh. When Bnei Yisrael were approaching the Kodesh, the holiness of Eretz Yisrael, they were given Sefer Dvarim. So that refers to Sefer Dvarim and gives another aspect of the greatness of Bnei Yisrael and the greatness of Avodah, the service of Bnei Yisrael. So we have basically the greatness of Bnei Yisrael is in their innate potential, that's Sefer Bereishis, the ability to realize that potential through the Levium, and it's not the Levium who are doing it, but they're helping the Jewish people realize that potential. That's redemption, that's Shmos, right? And that's also another aspect of Avodah, the realization of potential. Then there's Kapara, that atones for past sins. That's Vayikra, it's another mile of Avodah, and a mile of the Jewish people, that we can atone for our sins. That our sins are not something intrinsic to us, that they can be atoned for, they can be kapari, can wipe them away, because the sin is only incidental to the Jewish people, not intrinsic to them. And then there is the idea that every Jew is important, but his importance is as part of the klal, the chashivas of the tzibur of Bnei Yisrael, and that's another aspect of avodah. Avodah unites people into avodah tzibur, into the service of the community. Korbanos tzibur, sacrifices, communal sacrifices. And lastly, all of this enables the Jewish people to always go higher and higher and approach holiness. Whether it's to have Eretz Yisrael, to have a Beis HaMikdash, to be able to constantly be approaching holy days, holy places, going higher and higher in holiness, we have that ability to constantly achieve more and more. And that represents Sefer Dvarim, which is Musar, and the mitzvahs that we needed to be able to get into Eretz Yisrael. Okay, that's from Parshas Balos.